This is Jordan, and you're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
Warning. This episode contains the three A's of podcasting: adult content, adult language, and awesomeness. You've been warned.
Welcome to Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
Good morning, this is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and this is going to be episode 220 of Within the Trenches, a podcast based on the experience of being a 911 dispatcher. And
I'm back on my five rotation.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Very nice.
Full number. And interrupted again.
Yes.
I was thinking 220 is a good number, so I'm happy.
It is.
With
that. Well, so for those who are listening, and I'm sure you've heard me call Rob this before, and Tanya, maybe you have too, but I call him the intro-rupter.
Nice.
Because I will be going through an intro and stuff, and he'll just jump in there, like
throw his own little thing in there.
Yeah. So we are recording live from where? From Cherokee, North Carolina, for the North Carolina Public Safety Communications Conference 2018. This episode is supported by InDigital, a leader in next-gen core services. And you've heard my other voices there already, so we're just going to jump in. My guests today, first is Tanya Lee, and she is the manager of Evans Care. How's it going?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. And finally get to have you on
here.
I know.
I'm so excited.
But you've had a name change since.
I have.
Yeah. Since we first started talking and everything. So congratulations.
Thank
once
you.
Again.
She just had a name change.
I got married.
Like, oh.
Hello.
I was like, oh, for just no reason.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Just decided,
like,
you know
I don't
what?
Like the old
I don't
name.
Like Webster
I want
anymore.
A new name.
She got hitched. Shout out to my boy, Nathan. Congratulations to the both of you.
Thank you.
Very nice. And then, of course, the podcast intro-rupter, Rob Big Mac McMullen,
howdy.
Director of Vigo County out of Indiana, and immediate past president for NINA. So I'd ask you, how's it going? But you already jumped in, so we know you're doing good. as you sit over there messing with your drone, it
well,
looks pretty cool.
I'm trying to update it because I haven't flown it for a while, so and there's some updates. So.
Well, how dare you not?
I know.
You know. Continue practicing.
Thank you. Thank you very
so
much.
So when we had first met, one of the things that we started talking about was, you know, keeping your dispatch center healthy, mm-hmm. you know, by cleaning and such. And I remember when I would go into dispatch and this, for those who are listening, this is going to sound nasty, and it is nasty. There would be a couple times where I would find a used fork, like, underneath the keyboard mm-hmm. and thinking, why the hell didn't you put that away? What the hell?
That is not the worst thing that you can find on those consoles. Well, I can tell you that right now.
Probably not. Right. But the keyboard as well, you could see crumbs in them. And I shit you not, you could turn it over and hit it mm-hmm. to make everything come out. And mm-hmm. there would be like a 50-cent bag of Doritos that would come out because that's how much crap was in those keyboards. I mean, we would switch them out on purpose, not because they were broken or anything, but because the keyboards were nasty.
Super disgusting.
Right. And people are getting sick and stuff. And it's got to be because of that.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that you guys do? Because again, like I said, this was what, 2 years ago now? Holy crap. Has it really been 2 years mm-hmm. since we've been trying to do this?
Yep.
The IPSTA conference, right?
Yes, that's yeah. right. Yeah. It was in yep. Illinois.
Was
yeah.
That
that's where
ago?
We met. Holy
We've been friends
cow.
For 2 years.
I was thinking
yeah.
that was last year.
Nope.
Yay for friendship
Holy
for 2 years.
Yay. Yay for well, finally making this happen.
I know, right? Yeah, that too. And I'm seriously really happy to have you on to talk about this stuff. So tell me what it is that you were doing, because you were doing something. This was before you moved over to Evans, right?
Right?
So you were doing something first, and then you brought it over here. And they're really picking up on this for console
yeah.
cleaning and maintenance. And this is really a good thing for those who are listening that are in their dispatch center, that you know there's a lot of nasty shit on your consoles.
Yep. Everybody look around right now, because you're sitting in filth when you're sitting there at those consoles working. Oh. And that's my favorite thing about what I do is uh-huh. it makes a better work environment for the dispatchers, because
right.
you know that I have a special heart for 911 mm-hmm. dispatchers. What they do is amazing. I want their work environment to be a better environment to work in. You mentioned the nasty keyboards. I mean, honestly, the best thing that we see out of all of those is the food. The worst thing is like all the fingernails and toenails and bugs. And
did you say drugs?
Bugs.
Oh, I thought you said drugs.
I have not seen drugs. Let's just clear that up.
Yeah.
No drugs, let's do guys.
This. Oh, man. No, you just talking about fingernails and toenails? Yes, seriously, see, toenails? Gross.
All the time. Okay, that's the thing that grosses me out the most. And so I have to throw that out there because that's always the like attention grabbing. People are like, what? So yes, so that's actually the best thing that we see is food and dirt and all that kind of stuff. But the nasty stuff is the...
Who in the hell cuts their toenails at work?
Everyone. And I don't get it, but it's a very common thing.
Wow.
That's why you should make you have closed-toed shoes on at work.
Right.
That's why, well,
they're
just going to take
them off. That's why,
well, yeah, I guess so.
I make my folks have closed-toe shoes and no flip-flops because I don't want them cutting their damn toenails.
But just like Tanya said, what if they just take them off?
Yeah, but that takes work. And we know that doesn't always happen.
Well, I guess so. But, I mean, it's either that or someone is picking up their foot and biting it off.
Gross.
Well, they'd still have to take off their socks.
I know. It's, oh, gosh.
Okay.
That's like Frito feet or something. Yeah. It smells like Fritos in here. So what are some of the other things that I guess that you guys find? I've never heard that before.
Well, when we go in, what we do is we clean the whole entire console. It'll take around 2 hours, sometimes a little bit less, sometimes longer.
For one console. Okay.
So it's basically like when you take a car to get it detailed before you're ready to get it to be sold.
Right.
That's what we do to the console. We basically detail the whole entire thing, behind, underneath, inside, outside, all around, wipe all of the surfaces down, clean the mice, clean the monitors, clean the keyboards. When we're finished in a typical like 6 to 8 console center, we're leaving them with probably 4 or 5 gallon size baggies full of dust, debris, food, all that kind of stuff to show them this is what you were actually working in before we came in. And it's definitely not good for your equipment. It's going to slow your equipment down. It's going to make it overheat. So that's one of the benefits for your equipment and your IT people and all that kind of thing. But from a health standpoint, you're breathing all of that while you're working. Those areas are going to be more likely to build up germs and pass along disease and, bacteria and sickness and all that kind of stuff. So when we come into a center, anybody who has asthma problems is going to notice an instantaneous improvement.
I have minor asthma.
Do you really?
Yeah,
okay,
I do.
Well, a lot of people do. Like, a lot of people actually have really bad asthma. So that instantly takes care of that for them. Some people have tracked the sickness call-in rate and that type of a thing. It decreases that by about 80%.
Wow.
If you track it and say, okay, I'm going to specifically do a case study when these people come in here and they take care of our center, I want to watch and see if the call-in rate goes down. And it definitely does. It's a proven study.
Holy cow, man. So as you're talking about that, I'm thinking back when I was in dispatch and I remember sitting at any console. We had 5 consoles and sitting at any one of them, looking at the back of the PC towers and there would be like clumps of dust and stuff.
Yep.
And who knows how long those towers had been there, but eventually they would just shut off. Mm-hmm. And then our IT department would come in and just have, like a duster and just all over the place, get it out and it would turn back on.
Right.
Well, they're not really cleaning that up though.
They're just kind of putting a Band-Aid over it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Now that I think about that, no wonder we were all so sick all the time.
Mm-hmm. It makes a huge difference. That's why it's my favorite thing about what I do is it actually creates a healthier environment for people who are doing such an important thing. Mm-hmm. And for supervisors and people who make decisions about that, that's my number one thing that I tell them. This is an investment not only in your equipment and your console, but it's also an investment in your people. And that's where I feel super strong about that is because these people are doing something really important.
Right.
And I admire them and have the utmost of respect for them. I want them to be working in a clean, healthy environment. I want that for them. So That's why I actually really do feel passionate about what I do, because it makes a difference for those specific people.
Damn. And we're lucky to have people like you who want to do that, because, man, it doesn't happen. And I'm looking at one of your brochures right now, and I see, you know, a lot of the different parts of where people are cleaning.
Yeah.
And those are exactly the spots where I remember seeing. Yeah. So here's a picture with all of the towers and everything. That's exactly what I remember. That might be RPC right there.
Maybe. You never know. I can't say.
Oh, man. Oh, this is crazy. So what's the actual process for this? So you guys go in, do you remove someone from their console, you know, yeah, speaking to a director or whatever? How does that work?
We access one console at a time. Mm-hmm. A crew of two comes in. They're going to set up all of their equipment outside of the center. So we can actually do this while the center is live. So they're going to set up their equipment in an outside area, in a hallway or an office, or even outside of a doorway if necessary. They bring in feet of hosing into the actual center. So it's really quiet. You can actually like whisper a conversation over the hosing and still be able to hear someone. So it's really minimal as far as noise goes.
Wow.
Except for like the bouncing of all of the debris and M&Ms, paper clips, Skittles.
Everything falling
that's
off.
That's exactly right. M&Ms and Skittles.
Oh, man.
Rob knows.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, so that's what they do. They just access and they just have a process. I think that they start from the top and go all the way down. Mm-hmm. It's different than a janitorial service. So I want people to know that, because that's the first thing that people, we have a janitorial service that comes in every night. Okay. So janitors, they're first of all, they're afraid of all of those wires behind the consoles.
Right.
So they're going to zip, zip, zip underneath the console with a vacuum super quick. That's not going to get everything.
Maybe a vacuum. They might just dust.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. So my guys are CJIS certified. Mm-hmm. They're specially trained on every single brand of console. And so they know their way around all of it. They're comfortable with it. They're specially trained to back out of a situation. If there were to be an emergency that happens, they know that they're going to grab their stuff as quick as possible. They're going to step out of the way and they're going to wait until somebody's like, okay, everything's fine, come back. And then they just continue doing their thing.
Damn.
So they clean out the keyboards, they clean the mice, they wipe down the monitors with special monitor cleaner. They use HEPA filter vacuums that are specially
very
fit
nice
with mufflers and that type of thing.
I have one of those at home because of my asthma.
Yep. A HEPA 5 filter specifically. So it's the top of the line. And that's what they do. They just kind of go through top to bottom, get everything.
So how long does that usually last? And I know you said it was like 1 to 2 hours per console, right?
Right.
So it just depends on how many consoles
right
you have, really. But
yeah,
on a typical day?
Typical day, they can finish about 9 to 10, depending on how dirty the console is. You know, if it's been 10 years since somebody's been there and are clean, it's going to be spills.
Which is
that
very
they have
possible.
To, yes. They also do minor repairs on the consoles, too. Like if screws are loose, they're going to tighten those up. If hinges need to be replaced or that type of a thing, they're going to do that to make sure that the console is working the way it's supposed to and as intact as possible. So they do that as well.
Nice.
And
And this is like, it's a universal type thing, right?
Right.
It's not specific to any brand.
Correct.
Or it's just the
Evans
cleaning
Care
is
the cleaning side of
the cleaning
Evans
side. Gotcha.
Yeah. So
awesome.
We take care of all brands of consoles. It doesn't matter.
Sweet. Very cool. So Rob, you being a director and stuff, what is some of the shit that you find? What is the type of stuff that you find that, you know, you got to get clean there as you're looking at me like a deer in headlights?
Well, we've
He's like,
talked about it's like paper clips and pens.
And I thought you were joking about the Skittles.
No, it's like, so about a month back we had our...
Holy cow, I thought he was joking when he was saying this.
Oh, heavens, no.
The
I'll send you pictures of what we get out of these centers.
I don't want to see the toenails.
You're going to see the toenails.
Okay, I'm fine with it then.
A couple months back, I guess, the state treasurer for Indiana was doing a PSAP tour, and one of ours was... where she was coming to visit. So I spent the week before just trying to get things ready and told my staff that we needed to make sure we had everything clean. And I fixed all the panels underneath the consoles because they'd fallen down and just fell and I hadn't replaced them, because it's, you know, to do that requires a dispatcher to move and get out of the way. So I was just like, let them go. But I spent the day fixing all those. So as I'm crawling underneath the consoles, it's like, again, I didn't find any fingernails or toenails because I probably would have.
Look on your face just now was amazing.
I would have been like, he's like, oh, somebody else would have to come down here and get this shit because I'm like, I am not cleaning that. But
you about did it.
I know. Like the literally Skittles and M&Ms and sunflower seeds.
Sunflower seeds?
Yeah. Pins, pin caps. I found a lot of, I seem to find a lot of round stress balls because, mm-hmm. you know, we pick these up at conferences mm-hmm. and then they end up being.
I feel like that's a dig at me because we at Indigital give out.
No, it's like
bouncy blinky balls.
No. I haven't found any of those. Usually they're good. the round stress balls that look like the world that there's a couple vendors that give those out and they usually become devices that get thrown at people when they, mm-hmm. you know, hey, get your attention. the Skittles, sometimes a Jolly Rancher, but
chicken nuggets are a big one.
We didn't find any chicken nuggets. French fries, Fritos.
Yeah. Chips is a big one.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I found that. We actually used the cleaning service, I guess it was last year. I don't remember. But I was actually gone at a conference. I think I was gone to 9-1-1 Goes to Washington or something, mm-hmm. or SPP, and Tanya's crew come in and cleaned our stuff. I wasn't there. I told my dispatchers, this is what's going on. They were there. And actually, they said it was one of the cleaner centers that they have found because they only got like a bag and a half of just dust and stuff. There wasn't anything. And Skittles and M&Ms. It wasn't too bad. So I was kind of excited.
Those bags are pretty impactful though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Oh my God, this is disgusting. So I give the kudos to my staff because they do keep it. They do keep our stuff clean, but I thank them. But
That's awesome.
It's amazing how they do that. And it's very cost effective to do it. And it's something that everybody needs to do.
Dang, can't get a better testimonial than that.
No, it was really good. I had never, and that's the thing, is I had never heard of the service until we were when our friendship started 2 years ago at the Illinois Public Safety Conference. And I was like, she was telling me what we did. And I'm like, well, really? So I got the information. I'm like, well, that's amazing. I hadn't heard it. And I think that's I'm pretty sure there's a lot of directors out there that don't know that this service exists.
Right. Well, they will now.
Yes.
And that's the hope. And it's a good thing because, yeah, I mean, I've already said it before, but just thinking back of when I was in dispatch and stuff, it was pretty dirty, man. And I know for sure that's a reason why a lot of us were getting sick there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would sit there sometimes and just like mm-hmm. my breathing would get all weird and I would think, is it because I have high blood pressure or something?
Is something else going on?
Yeah. Am I stressed out or what the hell is going on? And it would have to be because of those towers. I mean, a lot of them would be like really dirty. So how do directors and dispatchers and everybody, I mean, do you guys, are you specific just to dispatch centers? Because I have a lot of people in just general public that listen to this as well. Mm-hmm. And,
we are not specific just to 911. We do many different vertical markets mm-hmm. at Evans. So air traffic control, oil and gas are two of the bigger ones. Medical, any center that has like a mission critical environment that has a need for this, I will take care of them.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
So how do people find you guys then going into the wrap up of this episode?
Well, they can email me at twebster@evansonline.com. I can put together an estimate. I can get them some supporting information, scope of work, that kind of thing that generally helps get the money decision makers to take a little closer look at this. So that's kind of where we start. And then awesome. If I need to get any other information out to them, I will. I can help them with the funding process. There's several states, North Carolina being one of them, that has state funding for this service.
Wow.
So that's kind of an exciting thing. It's not hard for them to be able to get the money to use for this service. They just need to request it.
And you go everywhere. You're not specific to a state.
All over. United States and Canada right now. We do all of it.
What about social media? What if they want to find you on any social media or anything or a website?
They can find any social media through Evans. Evansonline.com, Evans Consoles, any of those, we'll take a link to Evans Care.
Awesome.
Evans Care is the name of the cleaning side of Evans. So
that's right. It says right here,
cleaning
Evans Care.
Cleaning and preventative maintenance.
Yes.
And I also tell you that if when they come in and did our center, they actually flew into Chicago, if I remember right, mm-hmm. and they cleaned some of the centers around the Chicago area. And then they flew out of Indianapolis. So it's, they just kind of had a week planned of it. And they did several during that week and just, they don't have to, it's not specific fly into Indy, out of Indy, or, you know, they could fly into anywhere clean and then move to a different airport because they know what they're going to be cleaning several.
Yeah. So I try and group them together. I try and make it as easy on the crew as possible. So, you know, for Rob's situation, I started reaching out. I asked Rob, do you know of anybody else who would be interested in getting information or possibly booking at the same time as you to maximize the travel for my crew. So I do definitely try and do that. Try and be wise with my travel plans for my guys.
Awesome.
They work hard, so I like to take care of them too.
Well, I am very glad that we finally got a chance to do this and
Me
get
too.
This information out there because this is very important and I wish this was, you know, out there when I was still on dispatch, because we could have definitely used a deep clean there instead of, you know, having people come in and just dust here and there and just kind of vacuum and stuff. And it does a little bit, but it doesn't do anything close to what we've talked about today. So thank you
thank you again for
being
it.
On. And for those who are listening, if you have any comments, questions, or you want to be a guest on the show, you can email us, and that's going to be wttpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. That's @911podcast. You can like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast. This episode, as well as all the others, can be heard 24/7 on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and your favorite podcasting app, as well as withinthetrenches.net. And as always, this episode is supported by InDigital, a leader in next-gen core services. What?
Withinthetrenches.net?
The outro-rupter as well.
Intro-rupter and outro-rupter.
Yes, really quick, for those who are still listening there at the end. I have recently retired the Jabberlog.com. It had been with me since the beginning, 5 years. And then on the second anniversary of the birth of the IM901 movement, IM901 Day, I ended up retiring it and launched withinthetrenches.net to make everything more together for everything that I've been doing. And it has been awesome.
And it feels so good.
You just listened to a Code 7 Network podcast. If you have any questions or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to wttpodcast@gmail.com.